L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is John Batchelor. Coming up later on the show, a conversation with the scholar Jonathan Healy of Oxford University. His new book, The Blazing World, but the origins of what we take for granted as the right to rebel against a tyrant, a king. In this instance, this may be the origin of no taxation without representation, a response to the king in the 1620s, needing money to conduct his wars. This is before the English Revolution, before Cromwell, before the Blazing World. And Charles needed money, and Parliament wouldn't give it to him, so he just demanded it, said, "I'd pay you back." He also jailed his enemies. Parliament didn't like that either, especially a scholar named Edward Coke. Here's Jonathan Healy to explain the origin of what becomes rebellion in the 18th century in a place called the colonies.
Well, I mean, ultimately, he's upset. Felton was a soldier under Buckingham's command. And the late 1620s, which, you know, I hope sort of come across in the book, is a sort of formative and really exciting and really interesting and quite sort of intense period of political struggle. And it's all going on against the background of two very, very badly run continental military expeditions, one against Cadiz in Spain, which ends in disaster, followed by one to La Rochelle in France, where they are supposed to be relieving sort of Protestant rebels against the Catholic French monarchy. And it all just goes disastrously wrong. And they're both run by Buckingham, who's in charge of the Navy. And they both, you know, they both fail because there's a lack of funds. But Felton is someone who has experienced this firsthand. He sees Buckingham as sort of incompetent military leader. There's also some evidence that, you know, he's described as distracted. So that there may be a sort of, you know, a kind of post-traumatic stress element to what's going on with him. But he also believes he should be promoted and he hasn't been. So he's in London. He's lodging with someone and he sees a copy of a parliamentary remonstrance against so like a sort of petition against Buckingham, and basically thinks, right, I have to do something about this. And so he buys a knife for, you know, for a shilling and then goes down to Portsmouth and stabs Buckingham when he's coming out of breakfast. But it's all in the context of the sort of late 1620s where there's these wars going on, which are unsuccessful. They're costing a lot of money. And what Charles tried to do in order to raise money without going back to Parliament, because by this point Parliament is sort of shouting at him about his religious policies as well. And whenever they meet, they say, we want to impeach Buckingham. This is the main thing we need to do. So Charles tried to raise money without Parliament. He did this by using something called a forced loan, where basically he says, you must lend me money. And you have no choice about this. And of course, I'll give it back to you. But everyone knows that he never will. And then when people refuse to do it, he has them imprisoned. And that then leads to questions about habeas corpus, about the right of the king to imprison people without trial, which is sort of where Edward Coke comes in, because he is, he sees these imprisonments and this extra parliamentary tax as being against the English common law, which says, you know, you cannot be deprived of your liberty without a judgment of your peers. And, you know, taxation, you know, the people can't be taxed without giving their consent to it. So it's a sort of, you know, it's almost a kind of clash between a monarchy who needs money and is willing to do what it takes to get that money, and a legalist tradition whereby there are rules and those rules give some basic protection to the people. And Coke kind of represents those, I think. He has a sort of bad reputation these days because he's absolutely terrible to his wife. And he's definitely not a particularly likable character, but that doesn't mean he's any less important. I think he's a, you know, he's a very, you know, very principled man in a lot of ways and has important principles.
Thank you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out. So you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics. They're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.